You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I want to talk about planning birthday parties for my daughter here in just a second, but can I quickly get your opinion on something that we are still fighting about, me and my wife, that was going on last night? Actually, just real quick, because it's stupid.
I'm happy to step in and defend Nicole.
Stupid marital fights. So our dog Goldie is going into the vet here in about 2 hours because she's got to get a tooth pulled in the back.
Right.
And there was an argument last night that Nicole wants to give the dog a bath now before we take her into the vet so she's clean for the procedure. And I said, no, why would you give a dog a bath when you're taking her to somewhere where she's going to be in a kennel where 5,000 other dogs have been and then in an operating room? And then back in a kennel, you should wash the dog when the dog gets home and get all the vet funk off of her. And she is insistent that, no, we need to give the dog a bath before the procedure. And I'm like, it's one of these things where I'm rubbing my head. I'm like, stop. This is not logical. What do you think about this? Should we give the dog a bath before the vet or after? I'm an after. The dog's coming home dirty.
No, it's not.
Oh, my God.
What do you... Okay, first of all, you need to accept the fact that
first of all, this is the dumbest argument we've had all year.
It's a stupid argument, but at the same time, 100%. It's real life.
No, this is real life.
And you have a built-in phobia that everything out in the world is foul and disgusting, and you must, like, cleanse yourself. And that's not the case. A veterinary office is extremely sterile and clean. I would give the bath before so that you don't show up and these people say, oh, boy, look at that.
Well, that was my thing, too. It's like, what, we're going to show up with our dog and they're immediately going to give her a sniff test? Oh, I'm sorry, we can't remove your dog's tooth today.
No,
she smells really bad.
It's like if you take your kids to the doctor, you make sure that they're clean. You don't want to go walking in with them.
Right, but that's different. That's a human. But then when you leave the doctor, I always tell the kids to take a shower because it's like you're in an environment where there is germs and sickness.
Jeremy,
obviously you're going to want to shower when you get home from being at the doctor.
It does no good to talk to you about this stuff because you are determined that the world is foul and you need to...
I'm not. Listen, she's going to do whatever. I mean, she's at home with the dog now. Give the dog a bath, whatever.
Why
but it was just one of these arguments. Like, logically, the dog is going into a little cage that hundreds of dogs have been in. There's... gonna be something
out,
in there.
Jeremy.
There's microscopic. Okay, I'm done.
You don't need to decontaminate your dog and your children every time they leave your house.
No, I don't.
They'll be okay. And the vet's office is extremely clean and sterile.
I'm sure it is. Okay. I don't even know why I ask you these things. You always take her side anyway. I got another one for you.
Okay.
By the way, for
the record, I'm on Nicole's side.
I know
on this
you
one.
Are, but I'm going to still say
no. But it has
no,
nothing to do
you
with you just wanting to take her side. I will always push you to not be so germophobic to the extent that you are.
Well, if I was germophobic, I would be like, wash the dog before you go in and then wash her when you go home. Do a double wash.
I'm surprised you're not doing
I'm
that.
Like, the dog's fine right now. She's clean.
Wash her in the car on the way to and from.
So anyway, there's stupid fight number one going on in my world.
Everybody agrees with Nicole on that one.
Fine, whatever. Stupid fight number two. I'm sorry I brought it up. My little daughter Lila is going to be having a friend birthday party, and we've been trying to plan this for a couple weeks because a couple of her really close little girlfriends weren't around, so we had to push it off a couple weeks from our actual birthday. So we've been planning this little thing at the rec center, and they're going to run around in the gym and do the foam pit and blah 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 blah.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah, you
before
bet.
You tell us what the problem is.
Yeah,
when the guests show up. Are you going to have a giant fire hose and hose all the other children down before they come into contact with your daughter?
I guarantee you, after they play in that gym and the foam pit, I'm going to be like, go home and wash yourself. How many kids have been in that? So the dilemma is, you know, I'm hearing all the conversation with, you know, my wife and Lila planning this little party. And I'm thinking, oh, cool, I'll show up and help. And there'll maybe be 5 or 6 kids there and we'll have a great time. It'll be a great little weekend. Turns out, Knick Knack came to me and said, I need to order more invitations. And I said, what? Why? How many kids are coming to this thing? And she said, well, potentially upwards of 20, maybe a little bit more, maybe pushing 30. And I said, pump the brakes. Why?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, we have to invite everybody in her class. I guess it's a thing now. And of course, my eyes got wide and I was like, no, we don't. Back in my day, my parents said, hey, you get to pick three of your buddies and we'll have a little get together or go do something, order pizza.
Did you just say back when I was a kid?
Back when I was a kid, which is, I mean, 90s. I'm a 90s kid. You know, back in the 90s, that was what you did. Now, I guess, Dom, you have to invite the entire class to a party so you don't hurt feelings and that everyone gets included. Yeah. Even if there's a bunch of kids in there that she doesn't hang out with or doesn't really like, you still have to do the invite. And yeah. I was calling her crazy, but she's like, go look it up. And so I went and looked it up. Numerous parenting articles and blogs talking about this, that this is the thing now. You have to invite everybody or you're mean. Is this crazy? Or am I, again, am I being crazy that I think this is stupid?
This time I'm on your side.
Oh my God.
I know. Mike Hoyer's a note. What's the date?
What
write this down.
The hell?
And I'll tell you why. Because this is probably very much a new thing, but it's not like it's a new thing. Because when Dominic, my son, was graduating or whatever from kindergarten, mm-hmm. we threw a party, and I was told that we had to invite not only everybody in his morning kindergarten class, but everybody in the afternoon kindergarten class. And my thought was,
we don't even see those kids.
I was like, what the hell? You know, it's not that big a deal. How many will possibly even show up? Five? But the thing is, here's to make the story really funny. It was a sleepover party. And so my thought was, oh, at most 10 kids will come at most, and maybe three will spend the night because parents are going to be like, oh, he's only six. He doesn't need to be. They would be like you, right?
Yeah.
Maybe, he's six. He can't spend the night over. What we didn't factor in was the fact that by that point, when a child is 6 years old, parents jump at any opportunity for that kid to be gone for a day.
Oh, yeah. So they dumped
and
him
so
all, huh?
We had 21 six-year-old boys, because it was all the boys that showed up, at the house, and 18 of them spent the night. True story. I had 18
little
six-year-old boys.
A lot of burping and farting
and
going on.
It rained the entire time, so they were all inside from 4 p.m. until the last one got picked up, I think, at 1 o'clock the next day.
Oh, my God. Never again, huh?
So I'm on your side.
Yeah!
You're going to lose, though.
No, I will lose. And she did order the extra invitations and everything, but I was like, can we still just somehow pick and choose? And I just don't like the pressure that this puts on parents now to, you know, you just want to have a nice little get-together with your kid and let them enjoy their birthday and have 10 kids tops. But the pressure now to have 30 kids at a party and you got to buy food and have snacks and find a bombastic location. And it's too much pressure on everybody. I don't like it.
Well, and it's too much pressure on each of the kids. I mean, if you're a kid going to a party like that and you're one of 25, it's...
It's not a good life lesson.
When you try to make everybody special, nobody feels special. So
exactly. I mean, these kids are going to, you know, grow up thinking that they should be at every event and invited to everything, where that's not the case in life, you know?
Phones are open for this, by the way. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. It was one thing when Dominic was getting out of kindergarten, but Lila is in what, second grade?
Right, yeah, first grade.
So she's great. Yeah, she's going into second grade.
She's going in.
Now we're done with the everybody needs to be invited.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe a kindergarten thing, but by the time you're getting ready for second grade, no, invite her friends. When you're an adult, you only invite your friends.
You sound like me, but, you know, my dear wife is like, no, I don't
want to. Why does it be different for seven-year-olds? If you're 17, you don't invite everybody.
Right. Well, what is the what is the cutoff? I mean, are we still doing, you know, all the way up through, I know, like, people in fourth grade that are having to do this still. And it's, you know, it's one of those things where you want to include all the kids, but then the parents are like, I don't want to offend any other parents. Because if they catch wind that one kid was invited and theirs wasn't, all of a sudden you got this beef with some parent you don't know.
You know, I've got this thing that it's the vocal 5%, right? That 95% of people disagree with most things, but the 95% can't speak up because the 5% will label them mean. I'm telling you right now, 95% of parents will agree with what you're saying.
You sure?
Okay, 95%. But the vocal 5% who are the, every child needs to be invited.
Special. Why didn't my kid get invited?
And if you disagree with them, you're labeled an ogre. So it's the vocal 5% that win again.
Yeah. And we're
because
accommodating.
The 95% are afraid to unionize and stand up and say, we've had enough of this garbage.
Now old Jer Bear here, instead of bringing 3 pizzas to a party, is having to buy 15 pizzas for a party.
Yeah.
It's costing me more money.
I'm telling you, it's the vocal 5%. They're going to be the death of all of us. We're letting 5% lead us around by the nose.
I'm still buying 3 pizzas. I'm just going to cut them into really small slices. That's all you get.
Andy, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm a little perplexed, but what's going on?
Well, this is actually the rule at my elementary school, too, because we had to have like the whole class invited. And I remember distinctly, this one girl tried to get away with it, and she was like slipping invitations into backpacks, and then she put one in the wrong backpack, and so it was a girl she didn't technically want to invite, and then had to uninvite, and it was just tears and horrible. And from then on, I invited everyone because I was like, I'm never going to mess up. This is not going to be me. I don't want these people, but I'm not going to make anyone cry.
Well,
but I don't agree.
Sometimes you don't get your way. Sometimes you're not invited.
No, I agree. I don't think it should be the rule, but, you know, I'm a rule follower. That was the main thing. If you tell me there's a rule, I'm going to follow it.
Who made up this rule, though?
I'm laughing at the whole sneaking invitations into backpacks.
So nobody
is
so the other
hilarious
kids see it. That's funny.
Yeah. So if your kid does, tell your kid to do that, but just make sure he knows or she knows all the right backpacks. So that way.
Right. Okay. Do some reconnaissance, little reconnaissance mission before.
Andy, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you.
Speaking of the class, Kim wrote in and said, ask if Lila can take birthday food and snacks to the school to celebrate with her entire class.
No chance.
Kim, I'm sorry, that is a no-go on that. We have been informed by the school that on your child's birthday, you can no longer bring in cupcakes or snacks or any enjoyment into the classroom.
Allergies, right, Jeremy?
Allergies, Dom.
King?
So I'm sorry, Kim, I can't do that.
Katie on the phone. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
So what do you say about all this?
You do not need to invite the whole class. That is excessive. There is no reason for that.
Kim, or Katie, you take as long as you want.
So if your daughter wants to invite some kids from the class, mm-hmm. you probably have phone numbers from like the PTO directory, or you already know these parents.
Yeah.
Don't send the invitations to school. Invite them on your own.
Yeah, that's good.
Because like the previous caller said, if the other kids see the invitations and it turns into a thing, Don't do it through the school at all. Just
my fear.
Invite her own friends.
Amy wrote in on Facebook. She said roughly the same thing. She says if you hand out the invites at school, they may say that you need to invite everyone. Privately contact those friends she wants mm-hmm. to have the party with. The problem is then after the party, these little kids are going to talk to each other, and then it'll be an issue because why wasn't I invited? Why weren't we there? I mean, these kids are going to talk.
Then make you the bad guy. Sorry, Dad told me I could only invite 5 people.
I'm sorry, my dad is a horrible monster.
Well, no. But it doesn't have to be on them.
No, that's good. I like that. Yeah, blame the parents. I mean, yeah.
Katie, that's a great call. Thank you for your time on this. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Nicole will win.
Okay.
Amy also wrote in and said, are you going to do treat bags? I had a kid one time ask me if there were treat bags at the end of the birthday party. I said, did you get cake and ice cream? He said, yeah. I said, well, there's your treat. I like this Amy. I like Amy on Facebook. No, honestly.
When do you have to make a decision on this?
I will say, you know, I'm not trying to bash my wife at all. She doesn't agree with this either. She just kind of feels like to keep the peace.
Well, she feels like she has to go
along
to get along. To
keep the peace with the kids and the parents and the school, yeah. It's just kind of like what needs to be done. She doesn't want to cause any conflict right now. Look, she's like, I'm just not in the mood for it, essentially.
Look, I'm not trying to stir the pot or anything, and I'm not trying to be some sort of rebel or whatever, but I am saying that, you know, the people live in fear of being vilified. And that's how we make a lot of decisions anymore.
Yeah.
Is there even a tiny fraction of people who will vilify me for what I do? And if that's the case, I've got to make sure that everything I do is okay with 100% of people.
And, you know, and I mean,
tiring.
And honestly,
it's
the thing
exhausting.
And with us, it's like we love our school and we love the people that work there and we volunteer there. You know, we
that's
do
great.
The whole science fair and everything. And so it's like, we kind of feel like crap. We're like, we have to do this then just because we're so involved.
But you're not involved with these individual children and their families.
I don't even know these kids.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
It's exhausting
to have to go
man.
Through life making sure that you make everybody
it's
happy.
It's brain
at all
damage.
Times.
It's unnecessary anxiety and brain damage. So, you know, at some point you just say, yeah, we're sending out 30 invites and it's 2 hours of our life and then we will move on.
You know what?
But I'm against it.
Just make the party sound like it's going to be the worst event of all time, and then maybe 2/3 of the kids won't show up.
That's so good. That's funny.
You know?